Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 After, thanks for very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that to be a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got John Fox back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is he's the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax. He's one of our top income tax experts in the Brain Trust. He is a tax attorney by profession, a professor by out of love for the education, and he's our good friend. John Fox, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. It's just a pleasure to be back with you.
Always a pleasure, but I don't want to talk about taxes for a minute. I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about the life of a person named Myra Fox, your sister, who died recently.
You're hitting me in a soft spot.
I know it, but I want you to talk to us about Myra. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever heard of the Curious George? Everybody knows the Curious George book, and I don't know all about it, but I know a little bit about it. And there's a character in that book that was inspired by John Fox's sister, Myra Fox. John, tell us about it.
Well, this was years ago when Myra began working at Children's Hospital in Boston, which is the premier children's hospital not only in this country but in the world. And she began as a simple employee, a play lady, because that's they created a character called a play lady. There are many of them now who would go around and play with the children who were these very seriously ill children. And the Rays, who wrote the Curious George series, that wonderful children's series, came to the hospital, saw what Myra did, and created a story, Curious George Goes to the Hospital. I think he swallowed a puzzle of some kind. And meets Myra, and it's a really sweet story. And Myra then eventually creates a career where she is the director of what's called Child Life, and she changed the whole culture of children's hospitals, not single-handedly, but as a director, creating a much more human experience for these children. When she began in 64, Jim, parents were actively discouraged from visiting their children.
Oh,
they
couldn't
spend the night.
I remember, you know, years before that, when I was a little bitty guy, a little kid, I was probably 4 or 5, I had my tonsils out. I remember my mother and dad having to leave me at the hospital overnight.
Well, Myra, who was not a great orator, but had an enormous kindness and love, everything emanated from that. She was really like an entrepreneur, Jim, because she went to the heads of the men running the hospital, the doctors, and said, "This is wrong. You must encourage parents to see their children. You must put beds in the room." She went to General Electric and said, "You know, we have all these children in isolation, and because their immune systems are so awful, I want you to provide them with computers so when they wake up in the morning, there's a message from their mom and dad, from their brothers and sisters." So they
now you're choking me up.
She went to the school board and said, "These children are going to be, many of them, in the hospital for a long time. Some may never leave. I want you to send teachers to the school." She sent teachers to the school. They sent teachers there for these children. She said to the doctors, "I want playrooms for these children where you don't enter. Nurses don't come. I want these children to play because these are children." They created playrooms for them. So Myra became what the people in Brazil said when they came looking for experts to come to Brazil to help them create the state-of-the-art children's hospital down there. They said, "Myra, you represent the soul of children's hospital. Would you please come down and consult with us?
Wow.
So she was really wonderful.
Yeah. And we lost her earlier this month, 75, to leukemia and other complications. And she was your only sibling. And so today, John, we spend this time celebrating the life of this person who touched so many, not just the children, the families, and long after, and as you just testified, John, long after she's gone, families and little children will benefit from her, not just her labor, but from her love. And I'm glad we were able to talk about her today.
Well, Jim, you're very kind. You're choking me up. It's tough because she was a fabulous sister as well. She introduced me to my wife 40 years ago.
Gretchen, which is the best thing that ever happened to you, John Fox.
It sure was. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Myra Fox, ladies and gentlemen. Rest in peace, Myra.
If anybody's interested, Jim, they can go to the Boston Globe online and ask and look for her obituary. It's a beautiful piece to her.
Yeah, it is. I've read it, folks, so check that out. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with John Fox after these messages. Stay with us.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.